My name is Lloyd Wilson. I live at 10385 West 7 Mile Road, Northville, Michigan, between Napier and Chubb.
Okay, and this is November the 15th,
November
1988.
The 15th.
Okay, now let's test this now. Okay, Mr. Wilson, now you live in the township, right, of
yes.
Northville?
Salem.
In Salem Township?
Salem Township, Washtenaw County.
Uh-huh. But is this the mail? Is the mailing address here?
Northville.
The mailing address is Northville.
See, well, it's just over the county line.
Uh-huh. And how long have you lived?
I've lived here 69 years, I believe. We were 70 years next July.
You were born here then?
I was born in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, in my grandparents' home. And after a week or so, I came to live on 7 Mile, where my folks lived.
You're only a week or so old? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Same property.
Same property where you're living now.
Yes, my father gave my brother and I each land to build on when we were married.
Uh-huh.
And we built our own homes here.
So, now living out this far, now, what school would you have attended and where did you attend?
I attended the Fair School, number 10 fractional, on the corner of Napier and 6 Mile Road.
Napier and 6 Mile. It was what school?
Fair.
Fair School.
It was part of the old Fair property. The Fair family years ago donated this property for the school to be built on. And when the school quit functioning as a school district, it was returned back to the Fair family.
I see. There's obviously the building's no longer there.
Yeah, the building is still there.
It is?
Oh, yeah. There is a cemetery back for the old school.
And that's 6 Mile and
Napier Road.
And Napier. Mm-hmm. And now you grew up, of course, in this area. What was life like then, back then, as far as you and the town of Northville? This being a Northville Historical Society project, obviously we're interested in knowing how Northville itself has changed, but you're not that far outside of Northville.
No. As I remember from a child, Saturday night was the farmer's night in Northville. That is when the farmers went into town to do their trading and shopping. And my mother, for instance, took eggs and traded them in towards groceries. And then at that time, of course, Northville has drastically changed, and a lot of these stores that were there then or not now. The buildings probably are there, but they've changed fronts and names.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of the old stores like Fredell's, Magnolia's, are still one of the stores that are still left that I remember of as a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you went into town on Saturday nights primarily. You had
as a rule, yes, we did. My mother and father did their weekly shopping. Occasionally they would run into town for things that they would run out of.
Okay, now what store, for instance, did they trade at? What was the name of the stores and where were they?
The one that stands out mostly in my mind was the Kroger store, which was on the south side of Main Street at that given time. And then there was Elliott's Bakery, which my mother occasionally went into for baked goods, like fried cakes or bread. Beyond that, I really can't, the stories don't come to my mind.
Now, Kroger's being a chain even then, did they buy the eggs from your mother?
As to that, I can't tell you what story, but I remember my mother taking in eggs and put them towards the grocery order.
Changing
yes.
them yeah. for groceries. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now you remember Spagnoli's, you said, and Friedel's.
Yes.
They date back to them.
Yes.
And there was a Kroger store.
There was a Kroger store.
What else was in town then? As you were growing up.
There was Likes Hardware.
Likes?
Likes Hardware. There was Stewart's Drugstore.
Where was Stewart's Drugstore?
Stewart's Drugstore is where, it's right where right next door to the gazebo where it stands today. That was Stewart's years ago, the Stewart drugstore.
Oh, next to where they built the that new Ben's?
Yes.
Ben, you mean, mm-hmm. next to that little
yeah.
park?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a drugstore there now, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same place?
It's the same drugstore, but it's changed names.
I mean, same place, though, yeah. same mm-hmm. site.
It was, yes. Uh-huh. And then once a week or every 2 weeks, my father would take the grain and corn and so forth down to, at that time, which was known as Yerkes Gristmill, down on Baseline Road to have the ground in the ground feed for the cattle.
Mm-hmm. Now that was on Baseline.
It's on the Baseline, yes.
And near where?
It's right by the railroad tracks. It used to be Yerkes Lumber Yard in Yerkes Gristmill.
Down under there where the right. cider mill is?
Yes. It's just west of where Parmiter's cider mill is, yes.
West of that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a grist mill there.
There was a grist mill years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then across the tracks on the right-hand side going east was Noel's Lumber Yard, and Coal Yard, where my folks used to get coal years ago.
In that same area, across
uh-huh.
the tracks?
Across. Yuki's was here, and you cross railroad tracks, and Noel's Lumber Yard was on the right-hand side.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a couple little houses there now.
The coal yards and the lumber yards, that's all.
Coal yards and lumber yards?
There
were
the coal yards there years ago.
Mm-hmm. No one has told me that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Did you burn, what did you use coal for? You burn coal?
We had heated the house at that time with heating stoves, and my folks burn both wood and coal in
mm-hmm.
the stove,
mm-hmm.
but mostly coal.
What did you use for cooking? Wood stove?
We had the old-fashioned wood cook stove, yes.
Uh-huh. And that was wood, not
yeah.
coal.
We could use either wood or coal in the stove, either one. It was optional.
Okay, now can you just go along without my questioning you and tell me some of the things, because it's kind of hard to ask you specific questions about what you remember, because you went to grade school out here. About high school?
I went to the high school in Northville, the old high school, which stands on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And we just, this June, we celebrated our 50th years of graduation.
I see. How did you get there?
When I was young, my folks took me in the morning, my brother and I, in the morning. And then the rule, we used to walk home from the Thayer School.
The Thayer School?
It was a mile and a half.
What about high school? How did you?
At first, it was up to us to finish our own transportation. And there was no buses at the time. My brother and I went to high school. We had to furnish our own transportation in the high school.
That's quite a hike to walk.
Well, we didn't. The grade school was a mile and a half.
Uh-huh.
In Norfolk, we had cars.
I see.
At that time, there was two or three of the neighbor fellows that was going to high school, which was a grade ahead of me, and my folks paid my way to ride with them. And there was a neighbor lady who worked at the Phoenix plant by Plymouth, and at that time, she would pick me up at the corner on Main Street there. There was a bank at that time where Nooter's jewelry store stands today.
Mm-hmm. What was at the Phoenix plant? What was the factory?
There was a Ford factory, yes. It was a subsidiary of the Ford chain of factories.
Was it the Bell plant?
No, the Bell plant was in North.
Uh-huh. That was in down, was it called Phoenix because of the Phoenix Lake? There's a Phoenix
I believe
Lake.
It did take its name from the Phoenix Lake,
I
yes.
see. Now, you just made me think of something I'm interested in as a matter of interest. Because was there an age limit for driver's license then? Because you said some of your friends had cars.
The age limit is.
I got mine at 14.
I think you could get it at 16, but I don't remember.
That's what it is now. But
yeah, but I got mine when I was 14.
But I believe
that I was in Detroit, so I'm sure.
I don't know. Anyway, Al Bowman and his brother, they were older than I was, and they drove them.
So you didn't have that problem. Okay, now you went to high school there.
Yes.
And What else can you tell me about what Northville was like? You said it was a Saturday night farmer's town.
Okay, I can remember far back when Unit Urban used to come into Northville and turn around in Northville some way and head back for Detroit. I remember that very distinctly.
Do you remember where it turned around?
No, I don't. I remember it coming out to the main four corners of Northville. It reversed itself and went back into Detroit. Now I don't know.
By the four corners, you're referring to what, Sheldon or Center and Main?
Center and Main, yes.
Uh-huh.
And I also remember the bandstand that was in the middle of the street at that time.
Where was that? Middle of what street?
The four corners of Main and Center Street.
It was a bandstand there.
Mm-hmm. It was not flat, it was raised on a kind of a platform high.
And it allowed for traffic? What did the traffic do? Go around it?
It went around it, yes. Around. At that time there wasn't that much traffic in Northville. And I also remember the time the hotel burned on the corners of Center and Main Street. At that time there was an old hotel stood there.
Mm-hmm.
And that burned. And when that burned, it was a very hot fire. I remember my father saying, and the various other people saying that it melted a lot of the windows in the, where the record is today, you know, where the record is office stands.
Was the Northville Record?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Was the Northville Record there then?
No. At that time, I think it was Huff's Hardware.
Huff's?
Huff's.
Huff's Hardware.
Uh-huh. I believe. I remember quick.
Now, did you go into town for much of your entertainment then when you were a young man?
At that time, your entertainment was either the local show. And at the one given time, we had in the neighborhood what they had, what they call a Petro Club. And every other 2 weeks, or every week, the neighbors would take turn of having the neighbors in and playing peanuts.
Pedro.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard of that. Now, where was the show? You went into town.
The same place where it is today.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That
what
show.
What was it called then? Remember?
No, I don't remember. But at that time,
because no one else has been able to tell me what it was called either.
Isn't it in one of the books?
Wouldn't it be in the history of Northville?
Probably, but I'm going by what people remember.
No, I cannot tell you. At that time, the show was standing there at that time. And that time there was, they had that big fire in Northville. It destroyed Elliot's Bakery. I think it destroyed the show and it damaged the bank, where the bank stands today.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people have told me about the school burning down too. At what point was that?
I was in high school when the grade school burnt, which is 1936. That's when the grade school burned. It was south of the old high school of today.
Uh-huh.
I remember that very distinctly. As a youth, I was born and raised a farmer. And I started out following a team of horses, right? My father would have the binder, and he would cut the grain, and it was up to my brother and I, and after he got a few cutting, we'd have to shock it. We also, after the corn was planted, I cultivated by horses, with a two-horse cultivator. And of course, we had the corn binder, and the corn was cut and bound, and we had to go through and shock the stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the earliest I can remember of mechanical machinery while my father having was an old Fortune tractor. The summer it run beautifully in the summer, and the winter it was like a stubborn mule. You couldn't get it started at that given time.
What did you use it for in the winter then?
We didn't, it just stood
there.
At that time, it was not as far advanced with the machinery as they are today. And then after that, we gradually worked into the combines, the hay balers, and so forth. But I never plowed with horses. But my father probably didn't name any of the team horses. But I cultivated and so forth, things of horses.
What about Grandpa's logging?
And then my my grandfather Wilson lived on 8 Mile between Napier and Shop. And he logged many acres of the logging to here. And then that time he took the logs down to the sawmill where the Ford Motor Company stands today. That, I can't think of the name of the gentleman who had the sawmill at that time.
Mm-hmm. So that area must have been all woods then?
At the time of my grandfather, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had been alive, he was in over 100 and some odd years ago. My father was 95 when he passed away, so there was a good many years. And the country was young.
Now, your father lived where?
My father was born and raised on 8 Mile Road.
I mean, he lived where when you were?
He lived down here.
Where was your home?
Down on the old farm, which is the next house.
Next house
from me.
Next house.
And the farm is still in the family. In that time, it's in the Northville history, right up that my father's farm was some of the farms that was originally taken from the government at that given time. And it was, at that time, the house that was built was a two-room house.
What do you mean taken from the government? You mean homesteading? Mm-hmm. Or what did they call it then? Land grant?
Land grants, no. I believe. I don't know. It was taken from the government.
Someone else has mentioned land grant to me.
And it was taken from the government at that given time. Mm-hmm. The original deed is in the lot box in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, you remained on the farm. Have you always lived here?
I've always lived on the farm all my life. I was a farmer to the year I was married, and the farm was not big enough to support two families. So at that given time, I think I helped my dad farm for about a half a year. Then I went to work for John Miller's nursery, and I also worked as a plumber's assistant. Then my father-in-law got me into the Ford Motor Company in Ypsilanti. And I remained there until they built the new plant on Sheldon Road. And I transferred from Ypsilanti to the Sheldon Road plant. And I had been with the Ford Motor Company 27 years when I retired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Northville go from strictly a farmer's town to a suburbia of what it is today. And originally on the mile between Napier and Chubb, at the time, I can remember, there were 7 farm homes, and it's been divided and sold, so there's a great number of homes on this 1 mile up today.
7 mile, no, you refer
to? Yeah, between Napier and Chubb.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, like I've seen, they go from horse-drawn implements to the mechanical age of today.
Mm-hmm. There's not an awful lot of farming going on now, is there?
No, there isn't. There's very little farming in this community. I think you got to go about 10 miles to Geiger's before you hit any farming land, mm-hmm. at least.
And
how much acreage do you still have here?
Originally, I have 3/4 acre here. Mm-hmm. Originally, my father's farm was 80 acres. And the consumer has bought some of it, and when the estate was settled, my brother bought me out, and he has the farm up today.
He has what's left of the farm from consumer.
Yeah, consumer has bought some and bought it in the back. They have, it was in the Norfolk record, I believe, they look back. At the time they struck, they was speculating for oil here, and the people through this section signed with a company that was leasing, and there has been oil and gas struck here. We have, there's a gas well on the back of the farm up today. Mr. Royal Master had oil struck on his place, and this Betty Lemaster. But today, I don't know. She does get royalty checks or not, I don't know. But at one time, they were drawing royalty checks.
Gee, there was quite a bit of furor this past year about East of Us here.
Yes, I know there was.
Yeah. But you still have a gas.
Yeah, there's the gas.
Gas well on the back of the original property.
The gas well. Gas, there is a gas well back on the original property, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name?
I can't think of it now.
He was over here on, what was the prospect?
I can't think of it. Anyway, like I said, I've seen, when we was going to school, we used to, through the winter, which was somewhat in the Depression, we had, he got ponies from Palmer Park. And we had the use of the ponies through the winter just for the bedding, for the feeding and taking care of them. And then in the spring, the man that had the concession of the ponies in Palmer Park would come and get them and pick them up in the spring and take them back. One year, during the Depression, when business was very slow, he was able to keep one pony through the summer, which we used, my brother and I used to have to cut corn for the cows. But father, after the corn got to a full growing, he would have us cut every 20th row through. So when he took the horses and binder to cut the corn for later to a shock, we had to cut these rows too. So we haul, we take a broken down old buggy, and we'd draw, cut the corn through, and then we'd have to draw them for the cows for the evening, feed them through the evening. I started to milk cows by hand, and then eventually we had a milking machine. At one time, we took our milk over to on baseline to the the milking corn baseline, a corner of 8 Mile and Beck, Twin Pines. At that time, we took our milk.
Well, there was a Twin Pines Creamery there.
Yes.
Was there?
And years before that, there was the milk factory down on 7 Mile Road, which was on the Ed Stackler farm, and my folks took them up there for many years.
Mm-hmm. What about Guernsey's? Was Guernsey's the Guernsey's creamery around?
Guernsey was in Norfolk at the time of the it was known as the Red Rose at that time, but it was the Guernsey, and it was on. I can first remember it being on South Center Street, below the hill, below Gunsel Stoods. And that's, it isn't, don't stand there today. Those buildings are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. McGuire went from there, he built his new creamery out on Novi Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I like
it. Now, what about other businesses that you can remember? You've told me about grocery stores and Friedel's and the movie. What other businesses were in
I can
town?
Remember there was the DSR waiting room on North Center Street, which stood where the Green's Paint Store is today. It was a shoe store, it was a shoe repair, and the DSR waiting room.
A DSR waiting room.
Mm-hmm. And just faintly remember going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that one time, the village in Northfield, which was a village, used to have the community Christmas tree on the four corners there. And every, I think it was Christmas Eve, they would fill stockings with candy and an orange. And the kids of Northville, which would line up and would give them to the children of Northville.
Hmm.
Like I said.
Quite a bit happened on that corner then.
Yes.
You had the band.
There used to be old band. It was on a high structure, so it overlooked the street, and the band used to play there. I think there's pictures of it in some of the historical pictures of Northville.
Uh-huh.
What was the shoe store?
Braiders came in, but that was later on.
I don't mean Braiders.
Oh, as a kid, there was a shoe store run by the Stark Brothers of Northville. And they had a shoe store. My mother used to take me in there to have shoes bought shoes for me there. And I was a little tyrant. I never liked new shoes. And my mother used to have to hold my feet more or less. Well, old poor Mr. Stark had shoes on my feet because I wouldn't sit still that long. And there
was, now, where was that shoe store? Do you remember?
It was right next door to the bank.
To Manufacturers Bank?
Mm-hmm. And then one time there was the dime store, where at one time was on North Center Street, and it was also on Main Street. And it was just where the little people shop, and those shops there stood. It's all been removed. Changed. There was Schaefer's Electric Shop. At one time, the electric lights came out as far as the old Mayberry Sanatorium. And that was the end of the electrical line. And I know my mother always wished, every time she would go by, she said, I could just have one electric light from there. We would be happy. Eventually, they brought the electric lights out, too. And the electric lights was turned on, the line was turned on St. Patrick's Day.
What year?
That year, I cannot remember. It was back in the 20s. At one time, 7 miles out here, the road I live on today was nothing but a dirt, little old dirt road. And it went from a dirt road to a gravel road, from a gravel road to a asphalt road of today. And at the time, the gravel road was put in. It paved 8 mile road. And it was either a question and put in the gravel road at that time or being taxed, the evaluation or tax as you were, where you want to refer, for the new road on 8 miles. So rather than the people of 8 mile, of 7 mile being having helped pave the road on 8 mile, they put the good road through here. My folks moved in their home on St. Patrick's Day in 1918. Because I was born a year after that. I was born in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, Mr. Roy Terrell, which should be well remembered in the Northville, had a woods on Napier Road between 6 and 7. At one time, he had that all the timber cut off in there. It was all logged off. That was when I was going to grade school. And when I was a kid, we had some ferocious snowstorms up through here. And many a time, we've had to go through the field at the beginning of the woods and come out by the corner of 6 Mile to get through the road, because the beginning of the woods on Mr. Terrell's woods, that would drift so bad that you couldn't get through. You'd have to go out through the field to get up to the corner.
You couldn't use the road.
No. And during the Depression, they used to, 1 year we had such a bad weather, they sent the WPA to dig that all out by hand. It was so drifted so badly.
Hmm.
And through the Depression, I think it was the WPA at that time, repainted the old school I went to. The government donated money. The government also donated money for the books to be rebound. It was in bad shape in the school. And my mother would happen to be working with that bunch of women. Like I say, I've seen it go from horse-drawn vehicle to commercial.
What business was in town? Ford's wasn't there then, was it?
Yes.
You told me there was a, what?
The Ford Motor Company was there, has been there a good many years. Originally, where the Ford Motor Company stands today, I can't think of the fellow's name. Had a sawmill. And then Ford built the Ford plant.
So there was a sawmill in town. What other businesses were in town? Not necessarily when you were real young, but that you recall growing up. What businesses were in town?
The A&P store came in. Before that, there was White's Dry Goods store. E.E.'s coal office used to be up on Main Street. Lapinsford's, which is Lapins of today, Mr. Ponsford had his store there, and with a woman by the name of Mrs. Cobb, who used to work there as one of the clerks. And there was Likes Hardware, Stewart's Drugstore, Starcher Shoe Store. Well, I think it was Baldwin. Butch Baldwin had a meat market there on Main Street. And
I think what about actual businesses like Ford's or factories or that kind of business? Was there anything else
operating? Not to my knowledge. Ford's came in, and then the Powdered Metal was on Katy Street. I worked there for a while, and that burned.
What was that?
There was a Powdered Metal.
Metal?
Powdered Metal, they made that. Can you think of the name of it? He died.
Is that the place that made bells? Or is that before your time?
Oh, now that you speak of, there used to be the furniture factory out on just east of town. They used big furniture there. I can't think of the name of that. And then there was the original spring that has supplied spring water there at the well. That's not the original spring. That dried up many years ago. They got arrangements for that. There used to be I guess you'd call it a hotel on the corner where the Heritage Bank stands today. There for many years ago. There was Dr. Sparling's, there was Dr. Snow, Dr. Holcomb. Our family doctor was either Dr. Snow or Dr. Holcomb.
Dr.
Later years, Dr. Atchison.
They built the hospital there.
Yeah, Atchison had their own hospital.
That was Sessions Hospital, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. If Sessions was on Main Street, Dr. Atchison was up.
Well, that's what we're talking about, though.
Sessions is on now, which is the Wishing Well of today.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it recently changed names again. One of the women I talk with has a different name now. I don't know what it is.
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her husband is there.
When we had these points from Palmer Park, we used to ride into school. And at that time, we kept the ponies in the barn, which was the old fair property, which was just below the hill on 6 Mile, below the fair school. We used to keep them in there until we could go home. Of course, those barns and houses, it's all long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roy Carroll lived just down the road from them yet.
Corus
came out in the 30s, I believe.
What's that?
Porath's farms were around 6 Mile.
Oh.
And he had Belgian horses at that time. And it was a big farm over there at that given time.
Now you've raised your own family right here.
That's right.
How many children do you have?
We have 3 daughters. The eldest is Elaine Ann. Yeah, the middle one is Lucy Jane, and the youngest is Deborah. And Deborah and her husband has bought one of the original homes here on 7 Mile between Napier and Chubb, and they're at the moment remodeling it. They've been married a little over a year now.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll bet that makes you proud.
Yes, I know the Carroll family owned the property, and I've known the Carroll for many, many years. It was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Carroll. She bought their house out, of course. She bought their, just last year, so her husband bought the house. And in the process of remodeling. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't get discouraged. We speak of food. As being farmers, my folks raise their own vegetables and potatoes and in the very early spring, they would butcher two or three hogs, and then my father and mother would take and make a special brine to cure the meat, and they would smoke their own meats. And of course, him being of a German descent, my grandmother and my mother used to make German sausages and so forth. Then my mother would take the hams and the shoulders and fry them down and put them in stone crock. There would be a layer of grease and pork, and grease and pork, then it would seal it. They butchered the beef 1 year, and my mother, the help of a neighbor, she canned the majority of the beef and put it in the food cans for the summer. And like I say, we had our own vegetables in the winter until they moved.
And then did you raise cattle here?
Yes, or just it was dairy. My poor father was a dairy farmer. Mm-hmm. Made grain and dairy. And like I say, he used to cut grain and all that stuff. As much as I can think of, unless you have some questions you want to ask.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered what I can think to ask. I am sure that when we finish, you will say, oh, now I remember so and so.
Yeah,
too. How long have you been out here?
Only 17 years. I don't want this to be my tape.